Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We talk about the journey with Kent Backus of NCBA in just a moment.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details. Sales in terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including
it grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Later this year, for the first time since the beginning of 2004, U.S. beef will be allowed into China through the front door. Kent Backus, Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital, says this is a long time coming and so very welcome.
Well, Ron, you're exactly right. There, a lot of us have been cutting our teeth on trade policy with the Chinese for many years over this beef issue. And, you know, we've been out of that market for 13 years because of the cow that stole Christmas, like you mentioned. So, you know, for the last several years, we've really been trying to educate the Chinese government and a lot of their representatives on just how safe our product is, just so they can understand the links that we get to with vaccinations and with safety protocols and animal health, just so they understand how safe our animals are. When you look at China overall, you know, they have a lot of internal food safety concerns, and so one of the big things they look at is, you know, how safe are their imports coming in, because they always have some questions about food that's served in China. So really, this has been an education process for several years, and we have worked very closely with the USDA and had a lot of help from our states and from our, you know, ranching families across the country who've been kind enough to open up their properties and open up their homes to these visitors so they could see exactly who is producing that beef.
Ken Baca says the Chinese do have lingering concerns from that BSE case of 14 years ago, and as a result, not just any animal in our feedlots will necessarily qualify.
When you look at some of the key points of this protocol, there will be an age restriction on the cattle that are eligible for this market. So there is a 30-month age restriction connected to BSE. There is also a traceability component. China is accepting what we refer to as a bookend traceability system that was proposed by USDA. So the animal will be tagged at its place of birth, and as a result, they'll be able to read that tag at the point of slaughter, and that is in case there ever is any concerns about BSE. If we ever have any kind of incidents, they know that we'll have the capability to really trace those animals. But I think one of the other key points to remember is, you know, we got into this problem because of a BSE case, and one of the big things we urged our negotiators to do is make sure that we have some way to get back into this market. God forbid we ever have another BSE case. Part of this protocol includes a language that says that China reconfirms that its market will remain open if there is another confirmed case of BSE in the United States. So if we have another case, whether it's atypical or classical BSE, then China will still remain open to the U.S. as long as we retain our negligible risk status from the OIE. And that's very important, because in the past we didn't have that and we were left out of that market for 13 years.
Our full in-depth conversation with Kent Backus up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Go and check it out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.